In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At the closing of our girls' camp, we look today Saint Elizabeth, who is the mother of Saint John the Baptist. The birth of Saint John the Baptist marks the end of the Old Testament era, so she, Saint Elizabeth, is also the final of the Old Testament time heroines. You can notice how great are similarities between the feasts of today and that of Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Saint John the Baptist as we celebrate the birth of Jesus 6 months from now, and we commemorate our Lord's suffering and death during Holy Week, as we also on August 29th commemorate the beheading of Saint John. The Church has these two great feasts in honor of Saint John because he was born of prophecy and murdered for truth, much like Jesus was. And Saint Elizabeth should be very dear to us because she not only gave birth to Saint John the Baptist, but also, together with Angel Gabriel, she gave birth to Hail Mary when she saluted Our Lady during her visitation. Saint Elizabeth was descended from the lineage of Aaron, the brother of Moses. She was the sister of Saint Anna, the mother of the Blessed Virgin, and Holy Scriptures calls Saint Elizabeth and her husband just before God, walking in all the commandments and justifications of our Lord without blame. But Saint Elizabeth, just like Anna, the mother of Samuel, of whom you heard yesterday, suffered because she could not have a child, which in those times was considered a punishment from God. But one day, when Saint Zachary, who was a priest, was performing the sacrifice in the temple, an angel appeared to him and said that his wife, Elizabeth, would give birth to a son who will be called John. And as the angel said, "And thou shalt have joy and exultation, and many shall rejoice in his nativity." After Elizabeth realized she was having a baby, she hid herself for 5 months, saying, "For thus hath our Lord done to me in the days wherein he had respect to take away my reproach among men." How happy was she that she would become a mother of a son, and not just any son, but one who would announce the coming of our Savior, Jesus. When Mary heard that Elizabeth, her relative, was having a baby, she hurried to her to visit and congratulate her. And no sooner had Mary entered her house than Elizabeth cried out, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." She was also wondering how had she deserved the extraordinary grace that the Mother of God would come to visit her. And Saint Elizabeth, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, knew what the angel had announced to Mary and what she had answered. She therefore congratulated Mary on having believed the message from God. When Elizabeth gave birth to a son, through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, she announced that his name was John, although no one in their family had this name. When King Herod heard from the Magi about the birth of the Messiah, he decided to kill all the infants up to 2 years old at Bethlehem and the surrounding area, hoping that the newborn Messiah would be among them. Herod knew about John's unusual birth, and he wanted to kill him too, fearing that he was the foretold king of the Jews. But Elizabeth hid herself and the child in the hills. The murderers searched everywhere for John. Elizabeth, when she saw her pursuers, began to beg God for safety, and immediately the hill opened up and concealed her and the child from the persecutors. She carried Saint John into the desert, and there she hid him in the caves on the approach of Herod's troops. Saint Elizabeth died 40 days after this, and an angel took care of the child until he was ready to come out of the desert to preach penance and reparation to the chosen people of Israel, and point out Jesus to them, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him that taketh away the sin of the world." Dear girls, Saint Elizabeth was a model of always doing what is right. She lived in an evil time when most of the Israelites and even most of the priests had grown lax and indifferent in the service of God and no longer worshipped him properly. But in spite of the evil example and evil example of those around them, Elizabeth, like Anna and Samuel, remained true to God and faithfully observed his commandments. Elizabeth did not want just to look pious in the eyes of men. This was what the Pharisees did. But she was just before God, as the Bible puts it. Many people then and today think that it is enough to appear good in the eyes of the world so that they never kill anybody, never rob a bank, and so on. This may be enough to save us from being put into prison, but it is not enough to get us into heaven. He who wishes to be just before God and go to heaven one day must observe all God's commandments and must do God's will in all things, like Saint Elizabeth did. So girls, never let anybody to let you believe that it is impossible or too difficult to live a life which is pleasing to God. Remember what the Bible said of Elizabeth, how she was just before God, walking in all the commandments and justifications of our Lord without blame. The commands of God are called justifications because the keeping of them makes you pleasing or just in God's sight. God never commands you to do anything which is impossible, but he does command you to do what you are able and pray when you are not able, that you would receive his help to do it. God's commandments or justifications truly are not heavy. After all, Jesus himself said, "If you ask me anything in my name, that will I do. If you love me, keep my commandments." Our camp comes to an end today. Before you depart, remember through the rest of your life, stay faithful to Jesus and Mary, as Saint Elizabeth did. She was the first in the line of generations who fulfilled Our Lady's prophecy in her Magnificat: "From henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." This prophecy has been fulfilled in the Catholic Church, of whose members you, by God's grace, are. Our Holy Church honors Our Lady by special feasts and devotions, just like she today fulfills the angel's message that many will rejoice of the birth of Saint John the Baptist. How would it be possible not to pay honor to Mary, whom God raised to such a high dignity and praised in such a manner by the mouth of Saint Elizabeth? Never forget the saints, never forget the Church, and never forget her commandments or justifications, and you have your Heavenly Father's guarantee that he will never forget you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.